Good morning. You've tuned into the KRFY Morning Show. I'm Jack. That's Carrie across the desk from me.
Good morning.
And good morning to you, Carrie. We are sitting here on a fine, well, it is a fine
it October. It is a fine day.
October the 20th of 2016. It is a little light drizzle expected today, but on my walk in, I didn't get wet. So that was nice. It is currently 43 degrees, and we do expect rain today, about 100% chance of rain, according to the National Weather Service. So that's a little, you don't get that very often, the 100% chance.
100%, yeah. Uh-huh. Good for all those trees and plants, and get it a good soaking before it freezes like heck, right?
Mm-hmm. I should mention our guest today is going to be Cindy Marks. She's the program manager of Community Cancer Services. They have an event coming up in early November that we will be talking about, among other things. But first, let me finish my little weather forecast for you for the weekend. We do expect rain, of course, today, mainly before midnight, all day and then into the evening, but should be tapering off late tonight. High near 49 degrees, light and variable wind becoming south, 5 to 9 miles an hour in the afternoon. New precipitation amounts between a quarter and half of an inch is possible. Tomorrow, 20% chance of showers until afternoon, mostly cloudy with a high near 52, south wind 3 to 5 miles an hour. Looking into the weekend here, Saturday, 20% chance of showers, mostly cloudy with a high near 52 again. Sunday, 30% chance of rain, mostly cloudy with a high near 52. And more of the same going into next week as far as Monday and Tuesday go. But that's about as far as this weather forecast goes. And that's as much as I'm willing to predict. So kind of a rainy weekend, but not as consistent rainy as it has been these past few days. Might be nice. Get out for
good
a little
book,
walk.
Book reading and walks in between. And,
mm-hmm.
Yep.
Short walks. Right. Short walks with umbrellas.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It could be nice though. I like this time of year. This kind of weather.
Mm-hmm. And football on Saturday and Sunday. College ball on Saturday.
Oh yeah.
Pro ball on Sunday. And mm-hmm. World Series.
I know.
Almost.
Almost. Yeah. Actually, I stopped. Have you been following baseball?
Uh-huh.
You have been?
Yeah.
I haven't. I was following it until the other day, and I haven't looked at the sports page recently.
Cleveland's going.
Yeah.
And Dodgers and Cubs are tied 2-2
yeah,
in the series. Yeah.
Oh, boy. Still tied, though. 2-2.
Yeah. That's, yeah.
I guess I
Cubs
thought maybe
blew
there was
them out
a game.
Last night.
Okay. Oh, then I haven't followed it for a few days. They were tied 1-1 last time I checked. Well, this is exciting. This is exciting. The Cubs.
My cousin says the Dodgers always choke, so you got to watch the choke going on now. So I don't know.
Okay. Well, I wonder. I kind of wonder what our listening audience would favor. Do we have more Chicagoans here or more Los Angelinos?
There's a lot of Midwesterners around here.
There sure are.
Yeah.
I'm one of them. I would call myself on the Cubs. Side of it.
I'd like to see the Cubbies is yep. One of my friends used to call them when. So. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I would prefer. I don't care much for the White Sox because I'm from Minnesota, and the White Sox are also in the same conference, but not the Cubs. The Cubs are on the other side. One of our DJs here always wears a White Sox cap, and we
oh,
get
really?
Into arguments about it. Yeah, I don't know. Well, he's from Chicago, Jerry,
oh.
And I wonder if he's feeling pride for his
city.
His home city, or if he's not a great big fan of
who's
the.
Who's that?
Jerry Warren, he does the 60s show on Saturday night.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Tune in. You might hear him talk about it if you tune in this Saturday at 6 o'clock.
Well, there you go.
There you go. We are in the studio this morning with Cindy Marks. She's the program manager for Community Cancer Services, which is hosting an event coming up. Why don't you tell us about that event before we get further into conversation about the Community Cancer Services? When and where is it?
It is November 5th at the fairgrounds. Doors open at 5:30. And this is one we've been doing for, I think this is our ninth year. And we've always partnered with Pondere Rotary to do this. And this year we agreed that it was time for us to take it on our own. So we're going out on our own this year with it.
You're all by yourselves.
We're all by ourselves.
The night is called?
It's called A Night to Remember, and that is we try to remember those that we've lost. It's a night to honor those that we've lost. It's also a night to support those who are currently in the journey and those who have come through. Myself being a survivor, I stress that through the evening as well.
The event is out at the fairgrounds, and what can we expect?
We are doing a 4-course dinner catered by Dish, and each course is paired with a wine from one of 4 wineries who have been involved with this event for several years as well, our own Pondere Winery and our own Small House Winery, both from Sandpoint, and then we have Coeur d'Alene Cellars and Clearwater Canyon out of Lewiston, their winemaker and owner, Coco, is a survivor herself of childhood cancer, so she's always been very supportive.
About what time is it? How long does it run?
We start at 5:30, mm-hmm. and we have silent auction items going on when you come in. Last year, for the first time, I did a wine pull, which is basically someone hands me $20 and they get to pick a cork out of a basket, and then I've got all of these bottles of wine in paper bags, so you can't see what they are. Although there's a list there telling you what wines we have, mm-hmm. and they range in value from around $10 or $12 at this point to I've got one. Bottle that was donated to me that's worth $95.
Ooh, wow.
So it's a little bit of a game we play. And last year I had about 3 cases, and it was gone before everybody got in the door, which was really fun because the kid who was running it for me came up to me and was like, "Is there more wine? People still want to play?" And no, it's all gone. This year I'm already at 5 cases, and I still have a little bit coming in. So that's really fun.
Cool.
And then the silent auction and the wine pull will be going on as people come in and get checked in and settled down. And then we'll start with, appetizers. We'll be stationed with the first course, which will be the Coeur d'Alene Cellars Chardonnay. And then we'll sit for salad and main course. And then we're doing a dessert auction for the desserts. And each of those will be paired with wines. And then we'll do the live auction. We have a handful of items for our live auction. And then this year, for the first time, we're going to try hanging out for some dancing afterwards. So we're going to have a DJ and just let people who want to hang out and dance, hang out and dance. So there'll also be wine tasting with the 4 wineries going on in the beginning while the silent auction is going on. And so it gives everybody kind of, an hour to get in the door, but you don't want to be late because last year people were late and they missed that first silent auction table closing and they missed the wine pull and all of that stuff. So you definitely want to be on time for this one.
I see.
So what kind of items are available in the silent auction?
Oh, we have all kinds of stuff. This community rallies around these things so nicely.
For sure.
And we've got a bunch of gift certificates to local restaurants. And baskets, a lot of individuals put together baskets, a lot of businesses give us baskets. I've also got gift certificates for local clothing stores and all kinds of things.
So. And what about your live auction?
Live auction is going to be fun. We have a season pass from Schweitzer.
Nice.
We have a pair of skis from 7B Skis. We have a lemonade stand that has been built by the husband of one of our board members, which is really cool. I mean, we talk it up as a lemonade stand. They found it like on Pinterest or something like that, and it's a really cool little thing for our kids, little backyard lemonade stand kind of thing. But you could if. Adults get it, you could make it the backyard bar or something like that too.
Nice.
We're also, we've got, we always get a condo in, it's like a week stay at a condo in Maui. So that's one of our big items. And then the other big item is a trip from Middle Fork River Tours. I think it's actually 2 seats. So that one is fun. So, I feel like I'm forgetting something, but I'm not sure which one
it is. You've got a nice offering
there.
Definitely.
Yeah.
So If I'm interested in getting a ticket to go to this, how do I do that?
You can get on our website. Mm-hmm. We're partnering with a software program so that it's all real easy to do on the website if you want to use credit card. If you want to just send us a check, you can send us a check made out to Community Cancer Services and mailed to 1215 Michigan Street, Suite B in Sandpoint.
And the cost per ticket?
It's $80 for individuals. I've still got a few sponsor tables left, and that's $1,200 for the sponsor mm-hmm. table. And that comes with, we do a case of Pondre Winery Bistro Rouge with a custom label on it that puts the business's logo on the label.
Nice.
So, yeah.
And the funds raised from this event, how does Community Cancer Services use those funds?
All of those funds go directly to our clients, basically. I mean, this raises about half of our annual budget, or has traditionally in the past raised about half of our annual budget. And the way we work is that all of that goes right back into the community and right back into local. Anybody in Bonner or Boundary County with a cancer diagnosis is basically eligible for our services.
Go ahead.
No, I was just going to, speaking about the event a little more, it's at the fairgrounds in that main
building. Big main building. And mm-hmm. We actually got quite a few compliments on the way we decorated it last year. Can be a tough space to make feel.
Definitely.
Yeah.
And we worked with a decorator last year, and she just did an excellent job, and it just looked so elegant and so nice. And same person is doing it again this year. And now that we know what we're up against, we've got it pretty well dialed in. And it'll be pretty obvious where we'll be, because we're going to put some stuff out front mm-hmm. as well. But, and it's always a tough, it's just the way Sandpoint is. It's like, okay, I need to sell more tickets. I need to sell more tickets. And then the night of, I'm guessing we'll be turning people away at the door so I would recommend getting your tickets early.
Yeah. is there a dress code for this event?
Sandpoint likes an occasion to dress up. So, mm-hmm. So everybody brings out, but I've seen, the most elegant tuxes and dresses and whatever. And I've seen people walk in jeans, and that's, perfectly fine. This is Sandpoint. We can do that, but it is an occasion to dress up. And, we've always done kind of a black tie. And then our other, it's A Night to Remember is our main theme, but our other kind of underneath that theme is, Show Your Colors. So if you are a survivor or are in the process of cancer or know someone who is that you want to honor, you can wear the color of that represents, because there are all the little ribbons that represent the colors of the cancers. You can do that. Or you can just, wear black and then just put on your flashiest neon hat or tie or whatever, just to have a little pop of color.
I'm aware of pink for breast cancer, mm-hmm, I mm-hmm. guess. Are there colors for all the other different cancers?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I didn't either.
No.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, just off the top of my head, there's like a baby blue is prostate, they're all.
That's interesting. I mean, something yeah. that within that the cancer community that
yep. Yep.
you don't necessarily hear about until, I don't know, until it makes the news or something, until yeah. there's a huge
or
you're movement.
Personally affected.
Yeah, or right. it affects you. Yeah.
Thank mm-hmm. you. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so we were just talking about what you guys do, how this money goes to help the community. And yeah, why don't you talk a little bit about that? What Community Cancer Services, what those services are?
So we can assist basically financially by giving people gift cards for groceries. We have a program. There are several gas stations in the area who partner with us, and we have these little vouchers printed, and then people can go put $15 worth of gas in their tank and hand the gas station this voucher rather than cash or paying for it themselves. And then the gas stations bill us back, so we can help with gas. And that gas is for transportation to medical treatments, appointments, and that sort of thing. And then if they, present with, I just can't pay my medical bills, we can cut them a check to help with that. We also have in Heather's house, as Carrie reminded me, the office is called. We also have wigs that we can lend out. We have some post-mastectomy prosthetics that we can lend out. We have a handful and or can get access to things like walkers and potty chairs and wheelchairs and canes and things like that. And if we don't have it to help you out with it, we have other contacts with other nonprofits in town and can get you resources to get things that you might need. We also have a handful of wonderful people in the area who are able to drive people who can no longer transport themselves to their appointments and treatments and things like that.
I've heard about the gas thing. That's one aspect that I know somebody who knows somebody who's used that and appreciates it so much. But it's something that you don't necessarily think about.
No.
Yeah.
And that's kind of my thing. And being a survivor myself and knowing how this all works is that all the day-to-day stuff that happens in life goes on while you're fighting with this disease. And that's what we're here to support people through. We also have a clinical psychologist in the office 2 days a week. So people can, and we do support groups, and we have a gal who comes in and does yoga specifically for people who are in treatment. And there are so many people who just, I haven't been in the office that long. I'm just starting in this position, but there are so many people who just stop in to say hi and get a hug. And you know, we can help with information too. You know, we've got a whole little lending library. We can get online and look at stuff with people if they have questions. So a lot of what we do is just smiles and hugs and support too.
How did the organization get started? What's the origin story?
We started in 2003. Heather Gibson and Cynthia Dalsing founded the organization. Heather herself was battling cancer, was involved with it for a long time, had, you know, been in remission and had it come back and I get a little speechless on this, but she had a good support group. She had friends to drive her to appointments, and she was financially okay. But she realized as she was going through this that there were a lot of people that didn't have that support, and there was nothing to support them in the area. And at that point, this is back in 2003, you couldn't do anything here. You had to go to Coeur d'Alene or Spokane for everything.
Everything.
And so that was what got it all started, was getting local services in the area. They started out in a little house. One of the churches was able to give them a little house for their first few years.
It's over on Cedar Street, right next to the Methodist Church.
Mm. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
So that was how it all got going, and you know, all these little fundraisers over the years. The ski patrol would always raise some money. They'd do a raffle at the Banff Mountain Film Festival every year, and I won a bike at that one year. That was really cool. because Heather's husband Greg is on ski patrol, and so they rallied behind and helped with the fundraising initially, and then we started doing all these little events, and then Pondere Rotary, actually it was Barb Peruse and Pondere Rotary came up with doing a big fundraiser for us, and that was the start of A Night to Remember. Mm-hmm. So
the house is open to the public?
We are now over on Michigan Street in some little office space over there, but we try to keep a homey feel. The idea was that people could come to us it was a non-clinical setting, a non-medical setting, and we keep that homey feel, and we're open from 10 to 2 Monday through Thursday, and I can do other appointments other times by appointment. Bambi is there, our clinical psychologist is there on Wednesday and Thursday, and appointments are necessary to work with her, but she can also do other times by phone and things like that. So, I'm just starting in the position, and I keep asking, are these times really good for our clients? And everybody keeps assuring me that they are. And then I'm there a half an hour, an hour late, and I get a whole bunch of calls and people coming in. So I'm willing to work with people and be flexible and be there when we're needed.
Mm-hmm. How did you get involved?
I am myself a two-time survivor. I knew Heather, and I went to the Night to Remember event a few years ago, and the first couple speakers that got up and talked, the first thing they said was, "I never knew Heather Butt." And I felt it was important to keep that connection. And I, after the event, one day when we were cleaning up, I asked somebody what was involved in getting on the board, and they said, "Oh, you'd be perfect. Here's the paperwork. You're in." And they did look me over a little bit, talk about me a little bit, and invite me to a meeting, and then say I was in. And then it was like a year and a half later, they were looking for a vice president, and we're sitting around talking, and I said, "So what exactly does this entail? What are we talking for commitment?" And they all again said, "Oh, you're perfect. You're in." And then Stephanie Allen is our current president, and she and I were at an event down in Coeur d'Alene. We went to a seminar on year-end giving and sat there and listened to the guy talk about all of these things that we should have in place for, you know, for our organization and fundraising and such, and looking at each other, shaking our heads, saying, "We don't have that, and we don't have the manpower or time to do that." And so I proposed to the board that I come on to help with that in a paid position, and at a rate that I knew we could afford, because when we had someone leave and had to replace our office staff a couple of years ago, we looked at an executive director, and we just couldn't afford what was out there. And so I knew what we needed and what it was going to take. And I've been living in Sandpoint since 1990, and I've learned to live the Sandpoint way, and I can work two or three jobs if that's what it takes, and I can work for less money if that's what it takes. And so I proposed that, you know, we do this position, and the board kicked it around, said yes, and then as soon as they said yes to me coming in and starting to work on this project, the gal who had been running our office gave her notice. So I got a little more on my plate than I originally planned on there, but we're going to regroup after the fundraiser. It is our total focus right now. Everybody's all working on that, and Helen is staying with us until that we get through that event. But then, you know, going forward, that's more going to be my focus, and we'll regroup and see if we bring someone else in for the office and all of that kind of stuff. But yeah, that's kind of my story and how I got here.
One observation too about Heather Gibson and what she got going was not only the local community cancer services program, but she was instrumental along with board members of CCS in getting Coeur d'Alene to extend treatment services up to Bonner General Hospital. She was huge in that because she had a very good relationship with her oncologist who was associated with a group that does that kind of thing. And, and that's a really big deal to have a treatment center here for a lot of modalities, not all of them, but so that was another
Yeah, payoff that was wonderful efforts. Because when I went the first time it was just surgery, and I actually went to Arizona for my radiation treatment because I just couldn't deal with driving to Coeur d'Alene every day, and I know a lot of people do, and I found something else, and that was wonderful. And then the second time around, I had to have chemotherapy, and I was really grateful that I could do that all here.
Right, right.
Are you guys still? Is CCS still involved in anything of that nature? Trying to get more services here in town, or?
You've done
a good job.
And we're always just at this point, it's more about collaborating with what we have and making this journey as easy for people as we possibly can in as many ways as we possibly can.
Mm-hmm. Who is eligible for your services?
Anyone in Bonner who lives in Bonner or Boundary County and has a diagnosis of cancer, any type of cancer. We do have paperwork that you have to fill out, and we do have to confirm that diagnosis with a medical professional, but that's all it really takes. Most of our clients really come in and present through one of the social workers at one of the cancer centers where they're undergoing treatment, but you don't have to be referred that way. You can just walk in the door, and then we'll backtrack and confirm the diagnosis with your care provider.
Do you have big goals? I mean, I asked that question about trying to get more services up here or something like that. Is there anything looking ahead to the future? Is there something you guys are?
You know, I was I was taking the nonprofit leadership courses that North Idaho College, or actually University of Idaho, is offering it at North Idaho College. And one of the workshops we were doing, and you know, you're filling out paperwork and you're thinking and you're strategizing and all of that. And that's, you know, one of their questions is, where do you see your organization 10 to 20 years down the road? And my ideal is that there's no need for this organization because cancer doesn't exist anymore. That's my loftiest goal. Barring that, I just want us to continue to grow and continue to collaborate with other organizations and be able to serve more people in more ways. It's heart-wrenching to be talking to people and they are so grateful for the grocery vouchers and the gas vouchers and you know, financial help we can give. But they've got, you know, in the tens of thousands of dollars of debt because of this disease, and they're losing their homes. And that I need to know all the different ways that other people in the community can help that not happen. That's really my goal, is to collaborate with everybody else and just, you know, no matter what someone comes and tells me they're having an issue with, if I can't fix it, I can send them to someone who can. That's really my goal going forward with this.
So it probably requires a lot of knowledge of existing community organizations and resources. And
Correct. So
you do collaborate with other,
yes,
with other organizations.
Yeah. And that's the nice thing about what we do is we are not financially based. So I don't care how much money someone makes or how much money someone has or what other services are being provided by them and who's providing them. That's kind of the nice thing with, you know, the gas and grocery vouchers and things like that we do. We can give those kind of things to people and not have it affect whatever
right,
other
services
they're receiving. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And of course we hear about how expensive medications are for cancer patients. And is that something that you voucher for also?
No, basically with that, we can just, we can give them a check up to a certain amount, depending on what kind of treatment they're in. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, it's like, I have people come into me saying, you know, I need help with my car insurance. Well, I can't do anything with that, but I can give you the gas vouchers and the grocery vouchers that leaves more money in your checking account so
Correct.
You can pay that. So.
Should we take a short musical break? It is, after all, about half past now. There is more to talk about, and we'll be back with Cindy Marks from Community Cancer Services. You are listening to The Morning Show on 88.5 KRFY, which is every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday here on 88.5 FM, also on KRFY.org. We're streaming. I found a little song by Cindy Lauper off her 1989 album. The album and the song are entitled A Night to Remember.
Ah, yeah. Cool.
Let's see. Let's see what Cindy has for us here. We'll be right back with more of The Morning Show after this. The KRFY Morning Show is broadcast every Tuesday and Thursday, live at 8 a.m. Tune in to 88.5 or stream us live from our website at 8 o'clock to hear the complete and unedited program, including musical selections. Due to our licensing, we are unable to include full songs in our downloadable podcasts. We now return to the KRFY Morning Show. That's Cindy Lauper with the title track off of her 1989 album, A Night to Remember. You're listening to The Morning Show with Jack and Carrie and Cindy Marks. Not Cindy Lauper, the program manager for Community Cancer Services, who are having A Night to Remember on November 5th out at the fairgrounds. We were talking in the break there about the event and also how people can support Community Cancer Services, whether they're going or not. If somebody wants to give you guys a hand financially, how do they do that? And yeah, go start with that, I guess.
Again, you can go on our website and there are a couple different ways to donate there. And I'm now that I'm thinking about this, I'll go back to the office and make sure that I've got that button set up. And you can also just send a check, which people so often do. I love opening the mail because I never know what kind of goodies I'm going to get. And people are always sending, people send in memory of loved ones. And people who need a hand up right now with our services, when they're through, everything is done, they're all set again, then they're sending us money to pay it back, pay it forward. Mm-hmm. So yeah, just sending checks. Again, it's 1215 Michigan Street, Suite B, Sandpoint, made out to Community Cancer Services. And all of those funds stay in our community for the most part. I mean, you know, there are occasionally things that are in Coeur d'Alene or Spokane as far as our, you know, patients seeking treatment and paying bills there. But for the most part, all of that money is staying in Spokane, staying here in Sandpoint as well.
And you are a 501c3.
We are a 501c3.
Mm-hmm. I wonder if there's any, are there any like things, any objects that you need?
We can take things in, you know, clean, in good shape. Right now we have a really abundant supply of scarves and hats and things like that, that people who are losing their hair go through. We have a fairly significant collection of wigs and things. The post-mastectomy prosthetics that I mentioned, I just had a gentleman whose wife had passed away donate like, I don't know, it was like six sets of them. Those things run $300 a piece. Wow. So that's, you know, something that's really nice to have. But we also are in a small space and have a little storage unit, so we don't have a ton of room for things. But having said that, you know, I'll take anything in, and if I can't use it or don't have room to store it, I'll make sure it gets to someone who can. So.
You, go ahead, Carrie.
Oh, I was just going to ask what some of the volunteer opportunities are.
And that's something, again, I'm just starting in the office, and that's something that I'm kind of trying to wrap myself around what I can have people help with. But I've just been going through our little boutique and our wigs and things, and I'm looking for someone to just come in and go through those and tell me what just needs to be retired, what isn't really working anymore, and kind of get them cleaned up and organized and sorted by color, so that when people do walk in, what I really want it to be is just so that when people walk into Heather's house, our office, they can come and get what they need, and we don't have to shuffle around looking for stuff and have stuff be disorganized. And so someone to come in and fluff those wigs and set them up by color. And eventually, I've got some filing projects and some data entry projects and things like that. But that I'll reach out to. I do have a list of volunteers, and I'll reach out to them to help with those kind of things. But and then we do events throughout the year that we just need somebody to sit at our booth. I went down to the Komen race this year. They we were talking about some of and during the break some of our other means of funding, and we do get grants from several organizations, and Komen is one. And because we are a grantee, they like us to be down at their race in Coeur d'Alene in October, or I guess it was in September. And so we go man a booth down there. But it'd be really great to have a bunch of volunteers run the race too. And the Scenic Half always gives us some money, and JC's race. And so there are all things, you know, all throughout the year that my board and my staff tries to staff, and my staff is two or three people. So it gets hard because we're, you know, we can't do something every weekend and be in the office 4 or 5 days a week. So,
what about drivers?
Drivers? Yeah, we have about five that are pretty steady. A couple of them are gone. You know, they're snowbirds, so they're gone for the winter. But drivers is something that, you just have to present a driver's license and a proof of your personal insurance. We don't take any liability of it, so it's all on you as a person to be driving, and we do background checks and make sure you don't have bad driving records and things like that. But yeah, drivers are good.
Mm-hmm.
Who currently serves on your board?
Currently, Stephanie Allen, as I said, is our president. Jennifer Cornett is our our treasurer. Teresa Lundy is our secretary. I was the vice president, but I had to step off of the board to become staff. So we are in the process of getting new vice president. And I'm going to space last names right now, but Andra is with us. She is as an attorney at Bergen McLaughlin. Tara Rumori is has helped for years with our, she's one of the main people involved in our silent auction. Garrett, whose last name I cannot pronounce, is our only guy right now. And Denise Wilkinen is has been on a board for several years. Michelle Anderson is our immediate past president and advisory. Stephanie Nosdahl is our chair for the Night to Remember event. She's no longer on the board, but she still works with us on this event and is threatening to step down, so I'm going to need a new chair for that next year. I think that's everybody right now. We're actually, we've got Sherry Lees just joined us, and Lori Armbruster is coming on, and we're looking to fill a few more seats. Ideally, we'd like to have about 13, so...
Very good. So that's an opportunity, too,
yes,
for supporting the organization.
It is indeed. We are talking to Cindy Marks, the program manager of Community Cancer Services. You're listening to The Morning Show on 88.5 KRFY, and the big event coming up is A Night to Remember on November 5th at the fairgrounds. We have given out all those details before, but one more time, do you want to tell us what's up?
Beginning at 5:30 at the fairgrounds on November 5th. Tickets are $80 per person. $1,200 gets you a sponsor table that includes a custom label case of wine. And I just can't encourage people enough to get your tickets and get your information in early, because I am guessing we will turn people away at the door that night.
Hmm. Who's invited? Everybody?
Everybody. Anybody.
How about that? Is there... It doesn't... is there an age limit?
It is a 21 and over event.
Yeah.
Just because of the alcohol. I mean, if I don't know that anyone younger would actually have a whole lot of fun.
But, right. I figured I'd ask anyway. Just
so
to
is
see.
There an Not open bar question. Also?
No, there's no open bar.
Okay,
that,
so it's a wine, yeah, wine event.
Wine event. I will have some beer for those who don't drink wine, but it is pretty much a wine event. And Evans Brothers has given us some coffee, so we'll have some coffee.
So do you have a description of the courses? I'm always interested in the food part of it.
Yeah.
Oh, now you're putting me on the spot. I don't remember. I saw the menu not that long ago, and we have some wonderful apps from Dish. Those of you who have eaten there know they do it's a satay, and I think it's a wonton. And then the salad is, is geared toward fall, so it's got the wonderful walnut and hearty flavors in it. And then there's a beef for a main. And as I said, the dessert is actually a dessert auction, so you and your table mates have to get together and agree upon a bid amount, and the highest bid goes first. And we have a wonderful table of like 35 desserts, and you get to pick. And the last table, the lowest bidding table, is probably going to get a plate full of Oreo cookies.
Those are fun events that
they are.
The dessert auction.
Yeah.
I was at a fundraiser recently, and they did that, and it was really fun. Yeah. And yummy stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. That is clear. I was going to ask what's for dessert,
and
now we know.
Yeah.
Oreo cookies.
And the Dish does such a great job on food. So
yeah.
It'll be wonderful.
Yeah.
Well, is there anything else you'd like to mention before we say good morning?
Other than thank you for having me
and
making this very painless. I love you guys. Thank you.
I think you gave out the phone number, but do you want to give it out again? Or do you have a contact phone number? Or just the website?
Probably just the website is best for right now. I mean, we're only in the office 4 hours a day, 4 days a week. So, and you can, the phone number's on the website. You can call and leave a message if that works. And we will return your call. If you want to do a credit card with me over the phone, you can call and leave a message, and I'll get back to you on that.
The website again is communitycancerservices.com.
.com is important because we used to be .org and we lost that one, and we have a new website up and it's fabulous, and it is .com.
Okay. Good to know. You know whose birthday it is?
Who?
Tom Petty.
Ah.
Yeah. Any guesses as to how old he is?
64.
66.
Really?
He was born in 1950. Good,
wow.
Good guess, Gary. You guys got any favorite Tom Petty songs? Did we take a little musical break? I have my favorite.
What's your favorite?
Queued up. Mine is actually, I think my favorite is Even the Losers, but he's got so many good ones.
Oh, he does.
Yeah, this one, maybe not his very biggest hit, but it is something about this song I really enjoy. So that's the one I queued up. Anyway, we'll take a quick musical break and we'll be back with more of The Morning Show after this. Thanks for tuning in. And thank you, Cindy, for joining us this morning.
And good luck with the event.
Thank you so much.
The KRFY Morning Show is available as a free download at krfy.org. You can also stream Panhandle Community Radio live from the website and find program schedules and more information about the station. While browsing krfy.org, support the station by clicking the Donate button on the right side of your screen and help keep Panhandle Community Radio commercial-free and a growing community resource. That's Tom Petty off of Damn the Torpedoes, which came out in 1978, I believe, and he came out in 1950. Tom Petty is 66 years old today. Let's see. We just said good morning to Cindy Marks, and we've got the events calendar in front of us. But before we do that, should we talk about what's going on here at the station?
Let's do that. Through October 23rd, KRFY Community Radio has our annual online auction. Local businesses and individuals have donated a wide variety of interesting and unique auction items in support of community radio in North Idaho. You can check out the auction at biddingforgood.com/KRFY. The auction is open now and goes through the 23rd, and there's some really good stuff on there. And the 23rd is this Sunday, right?
Yes.
So,
that's correct.
Go take a look and buy.
Yeah, it's 1 week only, and it's more than halfway gone now. Mm-hmm. So
really good stuff on there, too.
Uh-huh. Don't delay.
Get
on
there
and check it out.
Then on the 20th, Perla Batala's House of Cohen. It kicks off the 2016-2017 Pondere Arts Council's performance series. And she'll be at the Panada Theater, 300 North First Avenue. She, our script here says, she has a transcendent voice. Mm-hmm. For the first time, when you hear her, it's an epiphany. In this House of Cohen tour, of course, it's an homage to Leonard Cohen. Mm-hmm. One may go to hear the songs, but you end up feeling the joy and the pathos in the music like never before. Tickets are available in the POAC office at 302 North First Avenue. Or go to www.artinsandpoint.org, and other ticket outlets accept cash and checks only, and that would be Eve's Leaves, 326 North First Avenue, Eichardt's Pub, and Winter Ridge.
She was, we had Hannah in here from POAC a few weeks ago, maybe a month ago or so, and she was talking about this event, among other things. Perla was a backup singer for Leonard Cohen.
Oh.
For years and years, and she knows him quite well, and so she has a personal relationship to the music as well as being an excellent singer.
There was an interview with her in The Reader last week with Ben. Ben Olson interviewed her.
Yeah.
Turns out she knows Ben's grandfather, I think it was. Yeah, knows him really well.
Wow.
Like friends. Yeah,
small
it was crazy.
World.
Totally small world.
Cool. What else is going on?
Okay, on the 22nd, we've got the 64th annual Northside Harvest Dinner. 64 years they've been doing that. That's a really, that's a very obviously well-established event, and families love it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's traditional homemade turkey dinner with all the time-honored side dishes. And come enjoy a mixture of good cheer, conversation, and toe-tap and music and more during the 64th annual Harvest Dinner at Northside Elementary, 7881 Colburn Culver Road. This community event has been a success since 1952 because of the incredible community support from Northside staff and parent-teacher organizations, student council, and family volunteers. All are invited to attend. Dinner is served from 4:30 until 7:30 p.m. And That's on the 22nd, and all proceeds stay at Northside Elementary.
How about that?
Yep, you can purchase your tickets at the door. Children under 5 are free. They'll have a silent auction for themed baskets filled with goodies and lots more fun. And if you want more information, you can call 290-1479.
Have you ever been to that one?
I have not.
Yeah.
But
I'm not sure I'd heard of it, but 64 years.
64 years, yeah. It's a big deal.
Yeah. Pretty cool.
That's a lot of turkeys.
There is a blood drive going on tomorrow, by the way, the 21st. The Bonner General Health is having, or Bonner General Hospital is having a blood drive. It's at 520 North 3rd Avenue, from 10 a.m. till 3:30 p.m. That's tomorrow. Important little event to mention there.
So that's at the hospital?
I think so.
Yeah.
3rd Avenue.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That would make sense. And then we've got an event coming up, Putting on the Glitz, presented by the Angels Over Sandpoint, who always do a good job with their events.
They always do.
Mm-hmm. It's at the Pondere Event Center from 5 p.m. till 9 p.m. Fashion show, no host bar, local cuisine, live and silent auctions, shopping, entertainment, dancing, and plenty of other surprises. All of the proceeds going back to community through Angels Over Sandpoint's charitable good works. Let's see, we got tickets available at Eichardt's Eve Believes online through Sandpoint Online General Store, angelsoversandpoint.org. Also going on the, that again is Putting on the Glitz is at the Pondere Event Center on Saturday the 22nd. Also on the 22nd, it's 4-H Family Fun and Enrollment Night. If you're interested in the 4-H Club, all are welcome to attend Family Fun and Enrollment Night. Meet the 4-H clubs in Bonner County and discover which projects are offered by each club. That's from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Bonner County Fairgrounds, main exhibit building at 4205 North Boyer, out at the fairgrounds on North Boyer. Pizza and refreshments will be provided. Each 4-H club will host games and activities in addition to information about the club. Learn how to enroll. Offer something for everyone. Free and open to the public. That's at the fairgrounds on the 22nd. Call 263-8511 for more information about that.
Did you do 4-H as a kid?
I did not.
I did not either. But no. My children and my grandchildren did 4-H.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a great organization, too.
I'll agree. Mm-hmm. What is the H?
I think you have to be 9 to sign up. I believe.
Mm-hmm.
If a 4-H'er is listening and that's incorrect, but I think that's the youngest you can sign up.
I don't think we've ever had anyone from them here on the show. Maybe
that's a good opportunity.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Also going on this weekend up in Bonner's Ferry, the Tony Rocks concert at the Pearl Theater, 7 p.m. featuring indie guitarist and blues musician Tony Rock, currently touring the U.S. in support of his latest album, No Road Too Long. He sits somewhere between folk, blues, and rock, with engaging songwriting that touches on subjects from love and family to personal liberation, addiction, and homelessness. Quite a range of subjects there. In solo concert, his show is rich in diversity, featuring acoustic guitar, ukulele, and piano. ThePearlTheater.org or call 610-2846 for more information about that.
Have you been to the Pearl before?
I have not. No.
I haven't either. I think it's supposed to be a really neat venue.
That's what I hear.
Mm-hmm.
I hear nothing but good things about the Pearl Theater from those who have been, but I have not been up there. Who knows? Maybe that's the event. And it's a little, not till the 27th, but that's next week, Friends of Scotchman Weeks. And, there's two events and one night. Join the Friends of Scotchman Peaks next Thursday, the 27th. Can that be right? For an evening of great beer and live music at McDuff's Beer Hall.
Yep.
220 Cedar Street for a special Blacktop Brown Ale debut and the rest of McDuff's great beer lineup from 5:30 p.m. until 8 p.m. plus live music with John Hastings. A portion of the proceeds benefit the Friends of Scotchman Peaks Wilderness. And then right across the street at Pondere Winery, the Kinnickinnick Native Plant Society hosts a sip and shop from 4 p.m. until 7 p.m. Full service dinner starting at 4, plus appetizers, The Kinnikinick Native Plant Society receives a portion of all proceeds from the evening, including from the gift shop. The raffle will have multiple prizes, including a sleigh ride for five at the Western Pleasure Guest Ranch.
Ooh, fun.
I know. There's more information about both of those events online, but that's next Thursday, the 27th.
I noticed in the reader, I read the reader, obviously, mm-hmm. and on their event page, there's been last weekend and then this weekend, too, at McDuff's. They're featuring just like one band. Last week, I don't remember the name of it. This week, I don't remember the name of it either, but they play from like 7 until 10. You know, as opposed to the open mic things where they uh-huh. have a rotating number of groups coming in. And I think the group this weekend is kind of a bluegrass / Americana type band playing. And I know one of the guys playing in is Cody Van Dyke. He's a wonderful mandolin player.
We should check that out.
Yeah.
What was I just going to say? I've got the KRFY events page here, and we do have, of course, the auction, which we talked about some more. I was just going to ask you about something. Were you impressed that I pronounced Kinnikinick correctly?
I am. Both times. It's very good.
I took years of practice to learn that one. The Kinnikinick Native Plant Society. Yeah.
Kind of fun to say. It's like Kokolala. Mm-hmm. Kinnikinick, Kokolala.
It is. Going on this radio station right now, continuing through the election here on the morning show on Wednesdays, they've been interviewing all the local candidates in contested races for election that are going to be appearing on your ballot. Yesterday, they interviewed Sage Dixon and Stephen F. Howlett for District 1, Seat B. If you didn't hear it, you can find it online or tune in on Friday for the rebroadcast. We'll be playing that on Friday during your drive home at 5 o'clock. And you can be sure to tune in and see where they stand on important issues. Chris and Susie have been doing a very good job. Next week on the KRFY Morning Show, Phil Huff and Julie Calamine on Tuesday with their guest Dory McIsaac with Ungulates Wild Animal Rescue. That's at 8 o'clock on Tuesday morning.
What's that, the name of it?
Ungulates? Ungulates Wild Animal Rescue? Now, an ungulate is that horse and cow? And
so, I have no
doesn't
idea.
Doesn't that refer to the foot? Or is that it? Or is that like a jellyfish? I don't know.
I'd vote for the horse and cow.
You'd think so. I think it has something to do with the way what kind of foot it has that makes it an ungulate.
Huh. Like a hooved animal?
Mm-hmm. Although I'm just talking here.
Vocabulary is way better than mine. I'm going to look that baby up when I get home.
Tune in on Tuesday to find out what an ungulate is and what the Ungulates Wild Animal Rescue
You could have a contest does. Or something.
Oh, yeah. That'd be cool.
First caller who knows what an ungulate is.
Uh-huh.
We don't have a prize.
No, we don't, unfortunately. We've got next week on the morning show, the Heather Scott and Kate McAllister are invited guests next week on the morning show. That's October 26th. Tune in. And then the week after that, local decision will be over. It'll be November 9th, the day after the election is that following Wednesday. But you can tune in for the day after the election recap with local reporters in the political scene. So thanks for listening to KRFY, 88.5 KRFY Ponderay. This has been The Morning Show. Check out the online auction at KRFY.org. And otherwise, stay tuned for Bird Note and then Otto's Eclectic Mix all day long after that. That's all. So long.